Acts chapter 25.
So Festus became governor, and 3 days later he went up from Caesarea to Jerusalem. The most important priests and the important Jewish leaders made charges against Paul before Festus. They asked Festus to do something for them. They wanted Festus to send Paul back to Jerusalem. They had a plan to kill Paul along the way. But Festus answered, "No. Paul will be kept in Caesarea. I myself will go to Caesarea soon. Some of your leaders should go down with me. They can accuse the man there in Caesarea if he really has done something wrong." Festus stayed in Jerusalem another 8 or 10 days. Then he went back down to Caesarea. The next day, Festus ordered the soldiers to bring Paul before him. Festus was seated on the judgment seat. Paul came into the room. The Jews who had come down from Jerusalem stood around him. They said that Paul had done many serious crimes, but they couldn't prove any of them. This is what Paul said to defend himself. "I have done nothing wrong against the Jewish law, against the temple, or against Caesar." However, Festus wanted to please the Jewish leaders. So he asked Paul, "Do you want to go up to Jerusalem? Do you want me to judge you there on these charges?" Paul said, "I am standing at Caesar's judgment seat now. This is where I must be judged. I have done nothing wrong to the Jews. You know this is true. If I have done anything wrong, and the law says I must die, then I agree that I should die. I don't ask to be spared from death. But if these charges are not true, then no one can give me to these Jews. No, I want Caesar to hear my case." Then Festus talked about this with his advisors. Then he said, "You have asked to see Caesar, so to Caesar you will go." A few days later, King Herod Agrippa II and Bernice came to Caesarea to visit Festus. They stayed there many days. Festus told the king about Paul's case. Festus said, "There is a man whom Felix left in prison. When I went to Jerusalem, the most important priests and the Jewish elders made charges against Paul. These Jews wanted me to order his death, but I answered, 'When a man is accused of doing something wrong, Romans do not give the man to other people to judge. First, the man must face the people who are accusing him. Then he must be allowed to defend himself against their charges.' Some Jews came here to Caesarea for the hearing. I didn't waste any time. The next day I sat on the judgment seat and ordered that the man be brought in. The Jewish leaders stood up and accused him. They didn't accuse him of any of the crimes I thought they would. They wanted to argue about their own religion and about a man named Jesus. Jesus died, but Paul said that Jesus is alive. I didn't know much about these things, so I didn't say much. Instead, I asked Paul, 'Do you want to go to Jerusalem and be judged about these things there?' But Paul asked to be kept in Caesarea. He wants a decision from the emperor. So I commanded that Paul be held until I could send him to Caesar in Rome." Agrippa said to Festus, "I myself would like to hear this man too." Festus said, "You can hear him tomorrow." The next day, Agrippa and Bernice appeared. They dressed and acted like very important people. Agrippa and Bernice, the army leaders, and the most important men of Caesarea went into the courtroom. Festus ordered the soldiers to bring Paul in. Festus said, "King Agrippa, and all of you men gathered here with us, you see this man. All the Jewish people here and in Jerusalem have complained to me about him. They cry out that he should not be allowed to live anymore. When I judged him, I could not find anything wrong. I found no reason to order his death, but he asked to be judged by the emperor. So I have decided to send him to Rome. But I really don't know what to tell Caesar that this man has done. Therefore, I have brought him before all of you, especially you, King Agrippa. I hope that you will question him and give me something to write to Caesar. I think it is foolish to send a prisoner to Caesar without making some charges against him."